I just learned what the male and female symbols represent. A male is an arrow. Well, first of all, there's a circle. The circle is the brain, and it's pointing in one direction for the male, right? And that's how men think. That's how male energy, that's how the masculine energy is very directed. It's very forceful. It's very strong, pointed in one direction. And the female energy is every direction. It's very nonlinear. And it's creative, and it doesn't take things seriously because it goes everywhere. It's all accepting, right? And if you're failing in one of these areas, if you're too masculine or too feminine, right? This is kind of where the Eastern Buddhist mentality kind of comes in, the yin and the yang. You need to balance both, right? If you find that, you know, your way of forcefully moving forward, right, isn't working, well, you need to think nonlinear. You need to accept more, be more, think it doesn't have to work exactly the way you think it does. It can go everywhere. Just accept it more, you know, and if you're accepting it too much, everything, maybe you need to be more linear. If nothing makes sense to you, because you're in this world of all over the place, then maybe you need to be more forceful. You need to be more focused on that one thing, right? And maybe that's my problem. Maybe I need to be more masculine. Maybe I need to be more forceful with that one thing that I want to do, and then I'll attract the feminine. Right? Women are not attracted to feminine men. Feminine women are attracted to very masculine men. They know what they want and forcefully move forward with that one thing.